House Bill 1120, an act to appropriate funds for the Special Racing Revolving Fund and the South Dakota Bred Racing Fund.
House Bill 1120 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, this bill appropriates $250,000 to the Department of Social Service for domestic abuse shelters. It also appropriates $900,000 to the State Fair. At the present time, the State Fair has a debt of $1.1 million. And as you may or may not know, the funds in South Dakota, if they are in arrears, they pay interest to South Dakota. And by transferring this $900,000 to the State Fair, we get that burden of interest payments off their back. I also have in my possession facts from the Commission on Gaming, dated February 20th, 2002, in which they state that out of this same fund, they have sent $250,000 to the Pier Track and $250,000 to the Aberdeen Track. The $500,000 they got last year will be the same this year. I ask you to vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
I can't.
Oh, it's Senator Duxbury.
Thank you. I know we want to move along, but I do want to make a few comments. I probably have been closer to the fair than many of you. I've been there at the fair 67 out of 68 years, and so I'm probably a little closer to it than most. But as you know, the fair received an annual appropriation from the racing funds for a number of years. The last appropriation was in 1995. And so if we would have continued that appropriation on a yearly basis, you can see it would have covered this expense. And I think we should keep in mind, I don't believe there's any state fair in the country that doesn't receive some taxpayer support. And most, if not all, of your county fairs receive some type of county taxpayer support. So not only is the fair important, I think, to the agriculture and to the youth programs in the state, but of course it's very important to Huron, the economic factor that it brings there. And certainly as we look around at all of our surrounding states, of the impact of the fair and the importance to the state, that I hope that we can support this appropriation. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1120. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Craddock.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick. Dennard, Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Kagan,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Munson, Senator Munson. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1120 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.